It's a lot unfolding today. This, but I promise to do that. It's my gut too. It's not information, but I sense a significant falling out between Brett Sutton and Daniel Andrews. I suspect it's about the freedoms being returned, the 80%, the 90%, but I don't know. It could be about anything. It could be about states of emergency or this legislation. I just don't know. But have a listen. This is what rang alarm bells with me initially. This is the Premier when he was quizzed about it on Sunday.
So they're happy with essentially letting the brakes off at 90?
Well, I think that, you know, whether you're happy or not is another matter. Anyone always wants to see 91, 92, 93, 94, but ultimately there's a recognition from across the health department and a recognition across the government and across the community, I think, that once we get to 90, people have done everything we asked them to do, and we're not going to get much more protected than that. So these will have to be orders that are made and signed by the public health team. There was meetings yesterday, meetings the day before that, meetings this morning. They're all involved, they're all part of it, they've done a fantastic job, and I'm deeply grateful to them.
It's not unequivocal, is it? There's agreement across the health department. What does Brett Sutton think about it? Look, if there is a behind-the-scenes fight going on, which I can smell, it's very, very significant. We need to know. If the chief health officer is uneasy about the powers of emergency or the reopening, we should know. But Brett Sutton hasn't been seen at a press conference right through this, through the reopening detail. Premier said on Sunday he deserved a day off, which he does, and he did, but he's had his day off. He should be back. The government today needs to present Brett Sutton at a press conference. He needs to look us in the eye and tell us whether he supports entirely what the Premier is doing. There's a whiff of politics here, and we need to hear directly from Brett Sutton. Now, I don't say what I'm arguing here is right. It's just the old journo's instinct. And that instinct is not going to settle until Brett Sutton is properly questioned. We continue to ask, and we continue to be refused permission to speak to him. The thought police have got him locked up, which is increasing my suspicions. Now, a public servant can't talk to you without the approval of the thought police, but this is a different situation. I think it's Brett Sutton's duty as a doctor, not as a public servant. If he feels these health issues are not what we should be doing, he should tell us. It is his duty, and we deserve to know.